make sure I'm calling the right number.
This is Forrest.
Hey, Forrest, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Friday?
How you doing?
Another
I'm
day
doing
in paradise,
great,
man. Thank God it's Friday. Finally made it, brother.
Heck yeah.
Yes, sir. So, I know we have a Google Guarantee appointment. So, have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you know what it is?
So, not really. The first time I heard about it was, or the first time I remember hearing about it was just this morning. I was speaking with another representative out of a different department, I guess. They were just checking with me, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, I was aware of the Google Leads, or Google Ads, but not Google Leads.
Right. So Google Ads is going to show up as sponsored, right? And it's like pay-per-click. So every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget, right? It doesn't necessarily mean it's a call. The benefit of Google Guaranteed is it's a pay-per-qualified lead program, okay? And it's the best lead program on the market currently. And here's why, Forrest. So the leads are only sent to you. You don't share the leads with other companies, and it comes through
That's a big deal.
Huge deal. And there's something else special about your area, and I'll go over that in 1 second. But I do also want to tell you, so the leads come through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, it has an automatic dispute system, okay? Meaning, when that lead calls you, if it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, you're automatically not charged for the lead. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Okay?
That's cool.
Now, qualified leads will be if you schedule an appointment with the lead. Like, you have to schedule an estimate with them on the phone, or you have to quote them. So if you give them pricing or schedule an estimate, then that is considered a qualified lead that you will be charged for.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and let me expand on that too. So the way Google does that is every company that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number, Forrest. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots. So like an AI who will automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. So it's nothing you have to do on your end. Just answer the calls, you know?
Okay.
Now, here's the special thing. I'm the main person that sets up Google Guaranteed here, so I'm really familiar. I did a search for your entire area. Nobody, including Abilene, Sweetwater, Colorado City, Odessa, Trent, Anson, Clyde, about Buffalo Gap, where you're located, right? Nobody, no other home inspector company is using Google Guarantee in that area.
That's cool.
So how that benefits you, okay, is Google Guaranteed shows up at the very, very top of the page. So when you have your leads on, okay, you're going to be the first thing that shows up for these clients searching in all of those areas. It's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, there's a couple.
So what does this kind of service cost?
Yeah. So the cost per qualified lead for your vertical, it's $20 per lead. That's it.
Okay.
Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $260.
Okay.
Now, the way your lead budget works is it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum budget at 13 leads, and you take on 5 qualified leads, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Or let's just say you only got 5 qualified leads that month, okay? The following month, you're not charged $260, you're only charged for those 5 leads you took on, 20 times 5, which would be 100.
I see.
Yeah, okay? Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. And I'm going to go over that with you right now. So the way you get in the Google Guaranteed section is you have to qualify. So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay.
Okay.
So let me ask you, is the company currently licensed and insured?
It is.
Awesome. Okay. Man,
hold
you,
the professional license with insurance.
Perfect. And the minimum insurance requirement, it's just $100,000. You have over that, right?
I have actually exactly that.
You have exactly, you're perfect then. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And then you have a home inspector license, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a professional license though.
Okay. That's perfect. That's perfect. So, the but other. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was just, yeah. So it's, they've got like a regular home inspector is a different license than a professional home inspector.
Okay. So you got like a
clarifying,
right?
Yeah, I was just making sure that that was clear. Not that it matters right now.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. So you have the license required. You're insured. The other thing that Google requires is at least one review online. You already have four, so you're good to go there. Okay.
Awesome.
And also any face-to-face employees. Okay. In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, okay, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. Okay. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Okay. Well, I don't have any employees, and I won't have any employees for a while.
Okay. Okay. So is,
yeah,
your,
it's just me.
Is your background good?
It's clean as
it's
a whistle.
Clean. Awesome. I always feel awkward asking that, but I have to.
Well, yeah, and I get it. No, I've never even been put in handcuffs before. I've never had to go to court, nothing.
Awesome.
I'm a pretty good boy.
Good. Good. I've actually had some clients that had those issues, and we ended up like getting their wife approved, or like we had like some backdoor ways to try to help them as well, you know. But that's perfect.
Right.
So your background's good, your license, you're insured, you qualify. Okay. So the application process, what we send you in writing is that it could take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one. Usually
yeah.
we have it approved within 3 weeks. Okay. Now,
not bad.
We do chart, and the good thing for you is as soon as you're approved and you turn your leads on, bam, you're already the number one spot in all those areas. So it'll be really
that
beneficial
be
for you. Now, if you want to see too what it looks like, because you're obviously not going to see it in your area, you could search like a bigger area, like Home Inspector Houston. And you'll see the Google Guaranteed section at the very top, or Austin, et cetera, you know? Now, we do charge a one-time Google Guarantee application fee, okay? So it's not like
okay.
a renewal fee. You pay this one time. You never, ever have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay, so the fee to set up is $250, and then you'll
right.
hold $260 for the actual leads, and then whatever's led is paid out and replaced. Okay.
Exactly. The $260 though for the lead budget, and I'll tell you, some clients have lead fees that are like $100 a lead, like for Foundation Pro, etc. So yours
yeah.
is at $260, but that lead budget won't be charged until you're approved, and we don't charge it automatically. So you're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification making sure, hey, Forrest, are you ready to turn your leads on? And then that's when your lead budget would be charged.
Okay. I mean, okay. 20 bucks isn't bad. I mean, that's a...
It's amazing.
So I almost let my processors charge almost that just to process my money.
Right. No, I was excited to call you because I have some clients that are in bigger areas. Like, I have one in L.A., and it's just flooded with Google Guarantee companies. So for him, we have to try to target smaller areas, and then we try to bid in the large areas. Like for you, you're golden on the 20 per lead, and you're going to show up in the number one spot. Like it would be amazing for you, 100%.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Now, first thing I want to do is I'm going to send you over everything I just talked about in writing. Is your email working though? The Forrest at realityinspectionpros.com?
So yeah, it's Forrest at realityinspectionpros.com.
Oh,
and
sorry.
It is working. I had a problem And I think I was asking about it yesterday, but I figured out what the problem was. So
awesome.
I couldn't sign in. I couldn't sign into my email for some reason, and it's because I took the passcode off of my phone, and it requires, because it's a business email, I guess, it requires me to have a passcode on my phone, or it was locking me out. So I finally got it figured out. I just put the passcode back on my phone, and it let me in no problem. So
perfect. I'll let Lily know, because I know you spoke to her, and I know she's speaking with tech to try to get that fixed. So I'll send her,
yeah,
like a message letting her know you figured it out. So
that would be nice. Yeah, that was just like yesterday. I think I talked to her.
Yeah. I saw that in the notes. That's why I asked. So I'm going to send you over. It's going to be titled Google Guarantee. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to that email, okay, with your vertical, which just means your category, okay? Also, I'm going to put in there the cost per qualified lead, what your minimum budget requirement is, and very important, I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical, okay? Now, the way the subcategories work, you're going to see a slew of them, okay? You don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn on the type of leads that you want. And if you get a lead and it's not a service you provide, well, the way Google Guaranteed works is you'll automatically not be charged for that lead. All right?
Okay.
So give me one quick second here. Let me just find the subcats. Here they are. Yeah, it'll be like buyer, seller, inspection, commercial properties, fire state. Like, there's a bunch on here. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. So let me shoot that over. All right, that's coming now. All right. And the cities that I went over that we have on your account already, are those the same cities you want to target for Google Guaranteed?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Wanted to make sure. Okay. Now, the way Google Guaranteed will work, okay, is the lead is forwarded to your phone. So it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. That way you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead. Do you want those going to the same phone number, the 432-413-8431?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. Perfect. Okay, so the next step to this, okay, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person managing your leads. They just want to meet you. They'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget requirement, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to check your application to make sure that it was submitted properly, which I will send you via text and via email shortly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, even though I'm not managing your lead for us, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm going to do is send you my direct line and extension too. That way you're always able to call me.
Awesome.
Give me one quick second. My like pre-made text isn't working. They're fixing it right now, so I had to type it out. All right, so here it comes now. Okay, so before I schedule the onboarding appointment for with your tech and get that application sent to you via text message and via email, the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file?
I'm not sure which one is on file.
So it only shows me the last four digits. So it says it's a MasterCard. 9659 is the last four.
Yeah, it should be that one.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So let me go ahead and attach Google Guaranteed to your account. Give me one second. Man, thank God it's Friday. Ready for the weekend.
Yes.
My days are so long, man, because I work here, right? And then I coach high school football, too. So I go to the high school practice, and then I coach my son's youth team. It's like, man, this is crazy, you know? But Thug, it got it good,
good stuff,
bro. For sure, for sure. Quality problems, man. All right. So
right.
Let me attach this. All right, so what's going to happen in just 1 second, you're going to be automatically triggered an email with the application, okay? I'm going to also send it to you via text message. And what I like to do is in our current email thread, I'm going to also just reply to it to the app with the application. So you're going to have it like in all three spots. Just give me one second here. All right, here comes the text. And let me reply to the email. All right, and let me attach Google Guarantee to your account. LSA. Dates. All right, perfect. So you're going to get an email to you shortly. It'll say your Google Guarantee campaign has started, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Now, when do you have time to fill out that application right now? Or
I will here just shortly.
Okay. Because they always like me to do the appointment. Oh, they're booked today anyway. So let's see what's open on Monday. Give me one quick second here. All right. So more than likely, I'll have you assigned to Bonnie. She's great, and I'll call and introduce you her as well. But really important, you want to have the application done. That way she could submit it, and then she'll let you know who's doing the background check, if it's Pinkerton or Evident. Now, heads up on that for the background check. If it's Pinkerton, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. If it's Evident, though, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license, and we'll automatically trigger that over to you on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
So just have your driver's license with you. I don't know why we wouldn't, but I always like to just make sure you guys know. All right.
Okay.
Okay, so what time on Monday works best for you?
I'm just going to go ahead and say, like, 9 o'clock. Or something like that, first thing in the morning, 9 or 10. Or...
Okay, I got a 10. So I'm going to book you in for the 10 a.m. appointment. The 9 is actually already booked. So what you're going to get is an email calendar invite. It's going to say LSA onboarding appointment, okay? Remember that LSA term, you want to get used to that because that's how these leads will come through on your phone. It's going to say LSA lead, okay? All right. And let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. And the way this works is we're going to call from our 877 number for that appointment. I'll call and introduce you to the technician. If I'm on the phone, though, just a heads up, they will call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that is scheduled. All right, let me just double check. Okay, so I told you about the Pinkerton or Evident. You're good on the reviews. Keep boosting your reviews, though, too, because that's going to help your local optimization. Maria gave you that tiny URL, right?
I think so. I haven't got to see it yet, but yeah.
Okay.
She was going to.
Okay, let me see if she sent it. If not, I'll get it pushed over to you.
Which I may even offer like a small percentage off the top price if I can get my customers or clients to give me a review. I wonder if that's legal.
I think it's legal for sure. I've heard of clients doing that before, you know. But
okay, I'll give you an additional 5% off if you're giving a review, you know.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, the more reviews. So in your situation on Google Guaranteed, you're the only company. So it's not going to be a big deal. But when there's more competition, like when more people start getting on there, Google looks at the reviews, they look at your answer rate, they look at your budget assigned. So right now, none of that's really a factor for you, but for your local SEO to show up organically, those reviews are going to be huge, for sure.
All right. Sweet.
You Okay, so I'm going to have that tiny URL created for you. I can't do it on my end, but as soon as I have it, I'll text that to you as well. But your main, I know you get, when you sign up for new things with us, you get flooded with, like, texts and emails and stuff. Like, the main thing you want to do is that application, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just try to get that thing submitted over the weekend. If you run into any snags on it, it's pretty easy. You know, it's on one page. But if you run into any snags on it, you can always call me, too, at my direct line and extension, and I'll walk you through it, okay?
All right.
All right. Also look through those subcategories. That, because what will happen is that your onboarding appointment, they'll make sure your application's good, submit it through. Once you're approved, we have to make sure which subcategories you want to use. So just look over those two over the weekend. Okay.
Subcategories as in like just like what do you mean?
Yeah, here. I'll go through them with you right now, actually. So home inspector, one subcategory is buyer-seller inspection. Do you do those?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Commercial properties?
Okay. Actually, not yet. But I'll put them in the near future anyways.
Okay. You could always turn them on in the future, too. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll leave that one off. What about fire safety?
Nope.
No.
Okay. I mean, I can do, see where I get messed up right there is because I can, as a home inspector anyway, I can say this is a fire hazard, but I cannot inspect legally like the fire sprinkler system in a commercial building that has to be a code inspector.
Got you. So let's leave that off then. That way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full home inspection?
Yes.
Electrical?
Yes.
Foundation?
Yes.
HVAC?
Yes.
All right. And mold?
No, I can't say that one yet. Which will, okay. That'll be in the near future. But as far as somebody saying, well, you can do a mold inspection. No, I have to have a certain certificate for that ancillary service. It's like an extra service, but. And I also have to inform my insurance and get covered for it if I'm going to play that game.
Right. So that's why we go through the subcategories, because let's say somebody types in home inspection and they call you for a mold inspection, right? You wouldn't be charged for that lead because the subcategory is off. Okay?
Right.
New construction?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Plumbing?
Yes.
Roof?
Yes.
All right. Structural?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Home warranty?
Yes.
All right. Water testing?
Nope. That's another one of those extra ancillary services that I would have to have a certain certification for. But they're all little things. Like they want me to pay $100 or $200 for a little 8 to 10 hour course, and it counts as my continuing education as well when I do it anyway, but not yet.
So when you add it, just let us know so we'll turn those subcategories on too, you know?
Okay.
Let's see, well or
something
septic system?
So I will check a well, but I'm not doing septic systems.
Okay, let's just leave it off then, just to be safe. You
okay.
Know?
Something else I'm not doing is pools and spas.
Perfect. That wasn't even on here. That's probably in the other category. so you're good there.
Okay.
Wood and, this is the last one too, wood and insects?
Nope, I can't do that one yet either without the certification.
Perfect. So you got plenty. We got buyer seller inspection. That's going to be on full home inspection, electrical foundation, HVAC, new construction, plumbing, roof, structural, home warranty. Okay.
Can I add phase inspection?
Yeah. We put that in the other category. How do you say it?
Oh, okay, I got you. It's PHASE. Phase.
Got it. Inspection. All right. Awesome. So we'll turn those on for you too. There's another. So Google Guarantee is like relatively new, right? It's been around like 4 years in total, but really took off like 2 years ago. So they don't have like all the subcategories and the stuff. That's why they have other on every single vertical, you know.
Right.
So, All right. So, all right. So don't even worry about looking it over because I already put it in the system for you. But you could definitely check it and make sure, I didn't leave anything out that you want. The main thing for you over the weekend is just going to be getting that application submitted. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, any questions for me in the meantime?
No, sir. I think we got all the bases covered. Thank you.
Awesome. You're going to love this. It's going to be great for you, Forrest. Like I mentioned, nobody's doing it in your area, so you'll be literally the top spot on Google Guaranteed. It's going to be amazing, for sure.
And then just continue to get reviews and build the budget, or, you know, like you were saying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just keep – so what's going to happen is every Google Guaranteed client you get, they're going to ask for a review. So we just want 5 stars on there, right? Just – and I'm sure it sounds like you do quality work, so just keep doing what you do. And your answer rate, like in your personalization emails that you are going to be sent after your application submitted, they're going to ask for your hours. The hours that you set for your leads, you want to definitely be answering the leads during those times. Like I said, though, in your situation, it's not as big a deal as somebody in like Austin or Houston, right? But when more companies start getting on there, if your answer rate's high and your, reviews are loaded, then you're still going to always stay at the top on that Google Guaranteed section. So it's really important. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Damn, all right, cool. Awesome.
All right. Congratulations again, Forrest. Remember, you have my direct line and extension. Anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call, and, look out for that call Monday between 10 and 11. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.